Jamaicans urged to make road safety a priority, and Senate approves GCT regulations. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging Jamaicans to make road safety a priority. Mr. Holness says, as at January 23, 20 persons, 17 males and 3 females, have lost their lives due to accidents, with the predominant cause of death being reckless use of the roadways. A further breakdown, he says, shows that 10 persons were pedestrians, 7 were motorcyclists, 2 were private motor vehicle drivers, and 1 was a commercial motor vehicle driver.
While this is less than the 27 road fatalities recorded for the same period in 2016, the trend of approximately 1 death per day continues. All Jamaicans must make road safety a priority. We cannot continue to lose our people to fatal crashes, which are largely preventable.
Prime Minister Holness, who is also chairman of the National Road Safety Council, was making his contribution to the debate on the new road traffic bill in Parliament Tuesday. Mr. Holness adds that the introduction of the 2016 Road Traffic Act, in tandem with visible and high levels of enforcement, will facilitate the behavior change necessary to reduce road fatalities.
We are all aware that our existing Road Traffic Act dates back to 1938, and therefore its repeal and replacement is long overdue. The new provisions and modifications to the new Road Traffic Bill takes us a significant way in ameliorating the critical issues faced by Jamaicans on the roads and achieves our objectives to align the provisions of our laws with international best practices.
The House of Representatives on Tuesday started debate on the Banking Services Amendment Act. The legislation, based on a private member's bill brought by Member of Parliament for South St. Catherine, Fitz Jackson, seeks to have the Bank of Jamaica regulate the use of fees and charges by financial institutions and ensure greater protection for customers. Prime Minister Andrew Holness commended Mr. Jackson for taking the legislation, which began as a private member's motion, through the various stages.
It is important that the country understands that the Parliament isn't just sitting as government and opposition, that parliamentarians in their own right, with their own energy and effort, and using this forum to defend and protect the interests of Jamaicans.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. In piloting the bill, Mr. Jackson said it represents a progressive step to enhance the provisions of the existing Banking Services Act by ensuring that the interest of depositors is protected. And the General Consumption Tax, GCT, regulations enabling several entities to file a single tax return were approved by the Senate last Friday. This followed endorsement of the Regulations Committee's report regarding the GCT Amendment No. 2 Regulations 2015 under the GCT Act. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid noted that the regulations cement changes made to the GCT Act in 2014 to introduce the concept of GCT groups.
This amendment created a system to allow a GCT group, 2 or more affiliated entities, that is companies and body corporates, including those registered under the Banking Services Act and Securities Act, to delegate a representative entity within the group to file a single taxpayer return.
This adjustment, Senator Reid noted, would serve to reduce costs to the entities and allow for a more streamlined system of filing returns without reducing revenue to the government. Senator Reid says the regulations will facilitate implementation of this legislative change by setting out the procedures and forms needed for GCT groups to file a single tax return via its representative entity.
The Principal Act requires such changes to the regulations to be made subject to negative resolution. Accordingly, the regulation was laid before the Senate and referred to the Regulations Committee of the Senate.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.